Welcome to the GP Chamber Chats with the Grosse Pointe Chamber of Commerce. On today's episode, we had the privilege of speaking with Dr. Gary Shoemaker of Clear Pointe Family Chiropractic. Today we discussed how chiropractic care can be the solution to so many common ailments that you may not have realized could be solved from setting up a chiropractic routine. Let's dive in and learn more. Well, hello, Dr. Shu. Thank you for joining us here on the GP Chamber Chats. We're very excited to have you. So let's dive in. Tell us about yourself and the history behind Clear Pointe Chiropractic.
Well, thank you, Richelli, for doing this interview. We have been involved with the chamber since they first started, and they've been a great resource for us. Our office was originally in Detroit, and we've moved to Grosse Pointe 15 years ago, and they've been very supportive of us all the way through. So we really appreciate the chamber being here, and I'm looking forward to this this opportunity to put our message out into the local community. And many people will ask me, you know, why did you become a chiropractor? And my family was unusual growing up in that my family went to the chiropractor. Not everybody did back then. And Doc Edmonds was our chiropractor. He was on the corner of Yorkshire and Mac in Grosse Pointe, and he worked out of his garage office. And he used to teach science during the day at Lakeview High School and practice chiropractic in the evenings. And he helped my Uncle Harold out tremendously, get from being a crippled mechanic to being a iron worker. And so whenever our family had any health issues, we went to Doc Edmonds. We didn't really have a family doctor back then. Doc Edmonds was our family doctor. So when I became a teenager and I was graduating from high school, it just seemed like a natural fit to become a chiropractor because Doc Edmonds was such a cool guy, and I kind of wanted to be like him. I went to Oakland University for undergrad and basic sciences, and then I graduated from the National College of Chiropractic in 1981, nearly 40 years ago, with my degrees in Bachelor of Science and Doctor of Chiropractic. And when I first came out of school, you know, I thought I knew everything, and thank goodness I landed a good job with Dr. Dabowski because he taught me all the things I didn't know. And that's where I really learned how to take care of more difficult cases. And I was with him for 6 years, and then I took over for the Thompson family. And Drs. Fred and Steve Thompson, who started the practice in 1951, we took over in 1987 and succeeded them. And we were originally in Detroit at Warren and Cadieux. And then we moved up to Grosse Pointe City and then Grosse Pointe Farms 7 years ago. And this has been a really good home for us in the Kirby Place building. And now Dr. Alex, who's been with me for almost 6 years and learning the ropes as an excellent chiropractor. And then Nathan Blackwell will be joining us in January as Dr. Nathan. He graduates from chiropractic school, Palmer College in Florida. So we've really got quite a great practice here, and I've got an incredible staff.
Yeah, I didn't realize how such a deep local legacy type history that this practice has already. So that's amazing.
Yeah, it really been this has been our neighborhood for a long time. Yeah.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit more about what you offer your clients.
Well, kind of in the steps of Dr. Edmonds, Doc Edmonds, we're like the old time family doc. You know, people come to us for just general health advice. Now we've upgraded and we have digital x-ray, and we do, you know, detailed exams, and we do digital analysis of people's feet for foot problems. We do a lot of high technology, but we're still very folksy here. We're very, very much family oriented. And if I can help someone or not, they come to me for advice, and I may know where to refer them. So we're kind of like an organic healthcare facility in that we try to do everything natural. We don't do any medications. We don't do any surgeries, obviously. We're not licensed to do that, but we help people get healthy naturally whenever possible.
Nice.
And you know, it's something that we can really work with a particular patient and help them through their crisis. So most people find us initially because they're in crisis. Mm-hmm. And we help them through that crisis. And then we teach them how to never let that happen again, because the worst health mistake you can make is getting the same thing over and over again. And many people do that. So we try to teach our patients how to be self-supportive and how to make sure that those things don't return.
That's great. So What are some of these common things that you're seeing most people come in for, or maybe some common symptoms that we're experiencing right now that we don't realize that your services can help us with?
And that's a great question, Richelli. And we have two primary types of conditions that we take care of. One we call the primaries. Mm-hmm. And the primaries are neck pain, back pain, especially with people working from home now. The home office is just not set up ergonomically, and people are getting a lot of neck and shoulder issues, numbness and tingling in their fingers, migraine headaches, back strains, all those things which really most people understand are in the wheelhouse for chiropractors, that if your posture is not right, if you have a sick posture, you're going to have a sick health, and your body nervous system is not being taken care of. And then people always come in with what I call accessory health conditions. And accessory health conditions are things that are bothering people, but they may never relate that to being able to be helped by a chiropractor. Mm-hmm. One of the big ones is digestive issues. Now, you'd never think that you'd go to a chiropractor for digestive issues, but there are certain digestive valves and relays and systems that we can help rebalance in your body, all from externally, all very gently, all very easily. There's nutritional advice that we give people, exercises. The big thing now with the internet is people are coming in with these torturous devices they got from the internet that they want to use for home healthcare. And some of them are really dangerous. Mm. Inversion tables used to be the most dangerous one we'd see, but now we're seeing these really hard plastic balls that people are rolling on their spine. So we encourage our patients and even the general public, send me a picture, send me a link, let me look at it. Don't do that first, because you may hurt yourself far worse than you're helping yourself with. You know, other accessory health conditions that we work with, a lot of pregnant women. I mean, if anybody who's been pregnant, they know about the back pain that comes with pregnancy and the nausea and the headaches and all of these other issues that we find that a pregnancy is so much easier when a person is under regular chiropractic care during that pregnancy. And the risk of having a C-section is so much less because mm-hmm. the body's ready to open up and go through childbirth. And then sometimes the babies have a rough ride. And so we check them when they're born. And we check them within usually a week of them being born, because their spine could be out of alignment. It's very simple, very easy, light touch. And we've helped babies with colic and with ear infections and with reflux and all different kinds of things. So as I said before, we're really like a family practice, and it's all organic.
That's great. So you've been around a long time. And so what are some memorable customer experiences? No, I just really is impressive of how long this family chiropractic that has been around in this community, right? And has just changed, you know, it's changed hands, but you guys, it's so amazing to see, like, you were inspired from your family chiropractic of just like continuing this on and providing this service for the community. And it's just such an incredible legacy for Detroit Grosse Pointe in this area.
Well, thank you. And we the community helps us feel so welcome here. I lived just four blocks from the office for 26 years. Mm-hmm. And so I've lived and raised my children in this community, and it's been really a plus, meeting all the people and, you know, now people working from home, we talked about their ergonomic issues, mm-hmm. but the big benefit that they have working from home is they can get to us now.
Right.
Many of our patients work 12 hours a day with their commute downtown, mm-hmm. and they couldn't get to our office even though we open early and we stay late, they couldn't get to us. Now they can come to us and they're getting better care as a result, I think.
That's great. So let's talk about some of those people. What are some memorable experiences that you've had with your patients and that have just really made doing all this for so long so worthwhile?
Well, it's funny because I was thinking about this in anticipation of our interview today, mm-hmm. and chiropractic works so well that we kind of just expect that people are going to get better. You know, yeah. they come in with these things that have just disrupted their lives, and we just know that they're going to get better 9 times out of 10, maybe 9.7 times out of 10, that people are going to get better under regular chiropractic care. But there's a couple that have really stood out in the history, and one of them was this young baby, Allie. I won't mention her last name, but Allie, Allie's mother found us because her parents were seeing a chiropractor in Florida who knew me. The grandparents of the baby said to their chiropractor, "Do you know somebody in Michigan? Because my granddaughter is really sick and is going to have surgery if she doesn't get better. Would you recommend somebody?" So they lived in Novi and they contacted me on a Sunday, and it was so serious, I actually went to their home to examine their baby. And little Allie had been on antibiotics for her entire life because she kept getting not bladder infections, but kidney infections. And she had this rare disorder where her kidney was not functioning normally, and they were going to remove a kidney on a six-year-old baby.
Wow.
And in 10 days. And so I examined the baby like I would examine my own children, my friend's children, and I found out that her spine was out of alignment in the area that feeds the kidneys. And I said to the mother, I said, "I don't know if I can help, but it's worth a try. I can't hurt your baby. Let's adjust your baby. We need to do it every day for the next week to see if this is going to help." And in 7 days, that baby's infection went away. Wow. Not because of the adjustment, but because the nerve supply was restored and the body's own healing power took over. And long story short, the baby is now 20 some years old and still has two kidneys. And it was just, you know, it really gave me the faith in how God built our bodies, that they're self-healing organisms when you can remove the interferences. And so Allie was really, really memorable. And then there was one more recently, and his name was Keith. And Keith had been a patient for back pain, and he was doing really well. And then he didn't show up for a week or 10 days for his appointment. So he called and said, "You know, Keith, okay?" His wife answered the phone. "No, Keith, we think Keith had a heart attack last week, and so he's under doctor's care." And so I said, "Well, tell me what's going on." She says, "Well, he went into the emergency room with severe chest pain. They ruled out a heart attack, but then he went to the cardiologist. The cardiologist said he was fine. So we don't know what's wrong with him." I said, "Well, bring him in. Let's take a look at him. As long as it's not life-threatening, let's take a look." And in Keith's case, he had really bad digestive reflux. It was caught, the acid was causing that burning because his digestive valves were out of balance. And within 2 weeks, we were able to reset those digestive valves, and his pain went completely away.
Wow.
No medication, no surgery, no heart attack. And those are the kind of things that, again, just being a family doc, treating people organically, knowing when to refer when we need to, but trying to do the natural things that help people get better. So we really, you know, we really have a lot of faith in the healing power of the human body.
That's amazing. So what do you love most being a part of this Grosse Pointe community, especially as a small business owner?
Well, what's so nice is when I lived in the neighborhood, I'd go to vote at Kirby School and I'd see my patients in line.
Yeah.
Or I would go to the car wash across the street and I see my patients working there. I would go to Village Market. I would go to the Village Grill, and I would see people all the time that had either been patients in the past or who might be future patients. So it was just a very friendly environment to be in Grosse Pointe, and I give a lot of credit to the chamber because the chamber really supports the local business people here. I was a charter member. We joined early on. Even when we were in Detroit. And the chamber has really come a long way, bringing businesses together, bringing business people together, because I don't think the average person understands how many small business people are in Grosse Pointe.
A lot.
From your florist, to your restaurateur, to your chiropractor, to your medical doctor, real estate agents, it's filled with local business people and we all interact. And it really is nice having the chamber as being an umbrella over. In fact, I think we're hosting a chamber get together.
Yeah, September.
This fall.
Yeah.
So being in this community has really been a great thing for us, and I wouldn't have had my practice anywhere else.
That's great. So, how can people learn more about Clear Pointe if they want to dive in and learn more about what you all do, or book an appointment and come in?
Well, the great thing is our website is we really feel top notch. And Sarah, who is our social marketing director, has just done an amazing job. She always has a list of videos she wants me to do on all the different things that we work on. And most of the videos, thank God for the people watching them, are less than 2 minutes. And people can learn, they can learn how to self-diagnose, but they can't learn how to self-treat. So they can, it can teach them about conditions they have that we might be able to help them with. And I think our website, we have 30 or 40 different videos on there now. Some are longer, some are shorter, but Sarah's work has really helped us along that. And you've helped us in that way too, with your expertise coming from the chamber. And then, you know, we're on Instagram, we're on Pinterest, we're on Facebook, we're on LinkedIn. So there are many, many ways that people can connect to the ClairePoint family. And I think the best thing for people to do is, if they're not sure if chiropractic is an answer for them, just give us a call. Mm-hmm. We're always happy to consult with people over the phone, never at a charge, just to help them feel better about making an appointment and coming in and getting checked, because we really can't tell until we check their spine and nervous system. But at least people can have that warm, fuzzy feeling if they get a chance to speak with us first. So we're always happy to do that.
Perfect. Thank you, Dr. Shoemaker. I appreciate you having you on the GP Chamber Chat today and look forward to talking to you soon.
And well, thank you, Richelli. And we really appreciate your time and have a great day.
Thank you. Thanks again for joining us for another GP Chamber Chat. We hope this episode offered you an inside look into one of the incredible Grosse Pointe businesses helping shape our community, and that you reach out to them soon. To learn more about all the businesses inside the chamber, how to join, or other upcoming events and activities within the Grosse Pointe communities, visit www.grossepointechamber.com.